but it may not be enough for retailers to meet sales goals. One retail watcher says the shopping frenzy merchants were expecting more than a week ago lasted only a day and a half. Pope John Paul is commemorating Christmas Eve with symbols of peace and attention to poverty. A candle is burning inside the Pope's window in a silent vigil for world peace. Earlier, homeless men presented sleeping bags as gifts to the baby Jesus in a life-size nativity scene. And Christmas Eve has been subdued in Jesus' birthplace of Bethlehem. A cold rain and 3 months of violence put a damper on Christmas celebrations that were to have been the centerpiece of millennium celebrations. WWJ News Time, 6:45. It is time for the WWJ NFL Scoreboard with Mike Sennett, sponsored by Bill Rowan Olds, SMACNA, and the House of Watch Bands. Mike, the Lions lose. Inconceivable!
Perhaps, if you haven't lived in Detroit for the past 20 years. Bears 23, Lions 20. Detroit jumped out to an early 10-zip lead. Looked like they were going to run away with it. Charlie Batchett, tight end Davis, thrown in a 9-yard touchdown strike with 6:52 left in the first quarter to put the Lions on top 10-zip.
High formation, Schlesinger moving from the fullback spot. Back goes Batch, throwing to the end zone, touchdown. David Sloan for the score.
Mark Champion with a call, Team 1270 WXYT, after a pair of Paul Ettinger field goals. The Bears trailed 10-6, but Cade McNown hit Marty Booker on a 27-yard touchdown to give the Bears a 13-10 lead. Lions quarterback Stoney Case into the game for the injured Charlie Batch put Detroit on top 17-13 with a 13-yard quarterback draw.
Stoney Case in relief of Charlie Batch. There's another draw to the 10, to the 5. Stoney running. Touchdown, Lions. Stoney Case takes it in behind David Sloan's block.
Bear defensive back R.W. McQuarters, 61-yard interception return for a touchdown, put the Bears back on top 20-17 with 6.5 minutes left in the third.
Stoney Case, play action, throwing over the middle. Oh, it's picked off. The 40, 50. R.W. McQuarters to the 40. Right side, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and he'll score. And the Bears lead it. Unbelievable.
Believe it, Lions kicker Jason Hansen did a 26-yard field goal to tie the game at 20 late in the fourth quarter, but the Bears got the ball back on a Stoney Case fumble and attempted a game-winning field goal.
Lions season could come to a halt. Michigan State's Paul Ettinger from 54, and the Lions season is over.
Bears 23, Lions 20. Lions just gain 3.6 yards per play. Stoney Case, 89 yards at a touchdown. He was picked off. That one, as we said, 61-yard return for R.W. McQuarters. He also fumbled the football away, which set up the game-winning field goal by former Spartan Paul Ettinger. James Stewart, 57 yards rushing for the Bears. Shane Matthews had a big first half, 14 of 18 for 123 yards with his broken right thumb. Kept him out of the game in the second half. Cade McNown with 5 of 11 for 60 yards and a touchdown in the second half of the Bears, beat the Lions 23-20. No playoffs this year for the Detroit Lions. WWJ Sports Time is 6:48. Time for traffic and weather together now. Here's Erin O'Neill with traffic.
Well, we still have a couple problems out there on the roadways. The M10 Lodge southbound at 7 Mile, we still have that accident there. Southfield M39 southbound at Warren, we have an accident reported there as well. If you're traveling the northbound Southfield, when you get to Outer Drive, you're going to find an accident in that area as well. We still have malfunctioning traffic signals. 9 Mile Road in both directions at John R. You might want to treat that area as a four-way stop. Also, 94 at 75, construction has you down to two lanes there in each direction. I'm Erin O'Neill with traffic on your official winter survival station, WWJ News Radio 950.
Thanks, Erin. Here's AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson now with a look at our forecast.
Risk of bitterly cold tonight, Mike. Few snow flurries, low 6, wind chills well below 0. Christmas Day, brisk and very cold, clouds subside, a few flurries, a high of 16 degrees. We'll stay very cold tomorrow night. The current temperature, Metro Airport 20. This is AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson on WWJ News Radio 950.
Thanks, Bob. Once again, our final today for the Silverdome Lions lose with the Bears 23-20. More of the CMC Telecom scoreboard coming up after this. WWJ News Radio 950.
At Bill Rowan Oldsmobile Cadillac, they realize you have many choices when it comes to purchasing a new automobile. This is why Bill Rowan guarantees the best price, highest trade-in allowance, and a service experience that will keep you completely satisfied. Stop by today and see the new large selection of 2001 models ready for delivery. For an airtime free call on your wireless phone, dial #333 and ask for Bill Rowan Cadillac Oldsmobile. Call free and ask about discounts and rebates. Bill Rowan Cadillac Olds, where it's good to know you've got your best deal.
Why is it that your furnace only has problems in the fall and winter? Because it's cold. That's Murphy's Law. Be sure your furnace is safe and working the way it should. Count on the Better Heating and Cooling Bureau, sponsored by the Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors National Association, SMACNA. We provide referrals, workmanship guarantees, consumer rebates, and competitive bids to go along with the expert labor provided by Sheet Metal Workers Local 80. This fall and winter, stay warm and safe. Call the Better Heating and Cooling Bureau today at 1-888-663-BHCB. That's 1-888-663-2422.
Mike Sitta back on the CMC Telecom scoreboard on WWJ News Radio 950. Packers over the Buccaneers, 17-14. Ryan Longwell, 22-yard field goal in overtime, wins it. The Bucs are 0-19 with the temperature is below 40 degrees. Rams winners over the Saints, 26-21. Rams into the playoffs. Marshall Faulk sets a single-season NFL scoring record with his 26th touchdown of the year in that game. Kurt Warner out with a mild concussion. Eagles 16, Bengals 7. Ravens knocked the Jets out of the playoffs with a 34-20 win at Baltimore. Dolphins winners over the Patriots 27-24. Alondo Mare with a 49-yard field goal wins it for the Dolphins. Redskins 20, Cardinals 3. Dan Snyder's $100 million payroll gives him an 8-8 year. Congratulations, Mr. Snyder. Falcons over the Chiefs 29-13. Chris Chandler, 163 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. Vikings trail the Colts 28-10. 127 left in the third of that game. Peyton Manning, 4 touchdowns. Steelers 30, Chargers 21 early in the fourth quarter. Rich Gannon with 4 touchdowns as the Raiders lead the Panthers 38-9. Tennessee and Dallas. That's the Monday night game mañana on Christmas Day. Well, our final, as everyone probably knows by now, Bears 23, the Lions 20. That's it for the CMC Telecom scoreboard. Mike Sinnott, WWJ News Radio 950.
Remember last year when you put off your holiday shopping to the last minute and swore you'd never do it again? Well, this is Michael May.